Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your secret soundtrack to all the sticky notes I post at BigYellowSticky.com every day. Today is episode 113, and the title is Constantly Curious. The note reads, curious people are constantly curious about what comes next. Here's the story behind the sticky. Curious people wonder about a lot of things. But one of the most wonderful things to wonder about is what comes next. Being curious about what comes next ranges from imagining the technology available in the far-flung future, by the way, where's my damn flying car, or just trying to anticipate the follow-up questions your customer may have after receiving your proposal yesterday. Being curious about what comes next doesn't have to be about predicting the future, but it could be. Having ideas about what comes next better prepares you for the next steps with your clients, your career, your work, and your personal goals. Thinking about what comes next allows you to consider multiple scenarios with multiple outcomes. When you let your imagination play with possibilities, you are better prepared for whatever does come next. When you run mental scenarios with both positive and negative outcomes, you are less likely to be surprised and more likely to be prepared for even the toughest curveball. For example, let's say you have a proposal out to a client and you're thinking about what comes next. The first obvious option is, what if they say yes and accept your proposal as is? What comes next is, they'll probably want to know when they can have their completed project, right? So, you should have an idea about your current production schedule and an estimated completion date. If it's a project where you need input and materials from the client, then you should be prepared with a list of items and when you need them in hand, because a checklist like this would be what comes next. The second obvious option would be that the customer would want to negotiate aspects of your proposal. The price is always too high, right? Then why act surprised when you hear someone with an objection to your price? It's amazing how many salespeople act like it's the first time they've ever heard that objection and are positively stumped by it. They don't know what to say next. But not you, my curious friend. You were prepared with at least three different ways to counter that objection because you took some time to think about what comes next. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free update every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily alert that includes a copy of that day's custom-created sticky note that's hand-drawn by me using a Sharpie marker on a 3M yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the secret audio file that gives you the story behind the stickies that goes with each one of the yellow sticky notes I post this year, just like the story you heard today in this episode. One more thing I'd like to start doing in these episodes is to occasionally mention a sticky supporter. If you go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the supporters link, you'll see a way that you can become a sticky supporter by buying me a cup of fancy coffee to help support the work I'm doing here, and some of the cool stuff you get with it, like a custom sticky note with your name written on it, along with a link to your website and perhaps a promotional message, depending on how many of those fancy coffees you buy me. Today, I'd like to recognize sticky supporter Nick Loper from SideHustleNation.com. Thanks for the coffee and supporting the stickies, Nick. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new episode. I hope you'll be here to hear it.